Hello and welcome back to Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master. With me we have Colin, who plays Bethlehem.
Hello, everybody.
Rob, who plays Damon.
Howdy.
Mike, who plays Weasel.
Hey, everyone.
And Natalie, who plays Bright Force.
Hello.
All right, everybody. So, who remembers what happened last time? If you don't, I'll make fun of you because it was like half an hour ago.
Half hour?
You weren't gone that long.
Okay, 7 minutes, 10 minutes.
All right, so the adventure began with us arriving in the Sanctum Sanctorum
of the
Warriors of Watum, or Tome, sorry, where we met Grimoire, a powerful mage.
Very.
Very powerful mage, who brought the Sanctorum back from disarray when the death of the original creator
set it adrift
upon his death. This place, Damon has been before, when he was younger. This place is very magical. It's a demiplane. And we proceeded to learn there after having a very filling meal.
Mm-hmm.
That Leo, Damon's friend, is trapped in the Twilight Realm. And in order to rescue him, Damon had to sacrifice his blood magic, his whole blood hunting shtick. He is now a full cleric of the Twilight Domain.
With the exception of casting with intelligence instead of...
Right.
His abilities trigger off intelligence instead of wisdom.
Yep. And he no longer has the healing power set, he has the light power set.
All right. And so you went to the plane of shadows / Twilight Realm and fought a few shadows, and they dropped a mysterious crystal.
Yep. And I'm going to roll an investigation to figure it out.
Wouldn't be investigation.
History, religion, arcana.
It'd be religion or arcana. You get different results.
I think they're both plus 12.
That wouldn't surprise me.
And that was what you missed on... Riverside City Podcast.
I kind of rolled into it, but yeah.
10 plus 12 is 22.
Which is that?
They're identical. But I will start with Arcana. This seems more like a religion thing.
That is the core crystal of a shadow. You would know that shadows form those. Those crystals should diffuse through the body. After it's been around for about 3 or 4 days. So, you know, that is a brand new shadow.
Okay.
And now roll Arcana.
12 plus 12 is 24.
You know that crystal can be used to track back whoever killed the being that created the shadow.
All right, we'll start the tracking process.
Mm-hmm. All you have to do is pull
survival.
Oh. All you just pulse a little bit of magic into it, and a line appears that you can follow. It is not visible to anyone but you.
Okay, guess I'm Spethel.
Oh. Hey, Bright Force, where are we going?
I have no idea.
Don't you guys see this magic line?
No.
If you hold up the fishing line,
if you touch the rock. If you touch the crystal, you can see the line. As soon as you let go, you can't.
Hmm. Weird.
All right, so you guys make your way down for probably about 3 hours. Roll me 2 perception checks along the way.
Each?
From it.
Yes.
Well, you don't.
No, I need them in order. Like first roll, it would be an hour in, and then the second roll would be another hour in.
So I got a 16.
Total?
Total.
Because you didn't call it the plus, yeah.
6 plus 1 is 7.
9 plus 6 is 16. 9 plus 7 is 16.
6 plus 4 is 10.
And Natalie? 12
plus 3 is 15.
So the highest roll was a 15?
Yeah.
Sounds right.
You see a semi-intact building.
I see a semi-intact building.
About 200 feet to your left.
It's like 200 feet away.
So not in direct line with the line.
Not directly in line, but it is.
You guys want to investigate the building over there?
Maybe it'll show us something.
We can find something interesting.
Perhaps with a little bit of elevation, we could see something in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
So, Now to give something else a try. Since my, No, that might be a bad idea. I have a fly speed now.
You do.
But it's for a minute at a time.
In here, it doesn't seem like it's going to stop.
I will activate it.
The only downside is you leave them behind.
I know. Hence why I'm only going to stay up a foot off the ground.
Okay.
But now I do have it active, in case that will ever matter, like setting off pressure plates.
So you guys go investigate the building?
Yep.
It looks like it's the remains of roll history.
I did choose this one for expertise. 12 plus 12 is 24.
Nat 20. Plus 0.
I got a 12, I'm still higher.
Natalie?
5. Yeah, 5 plus 4 is 9.
Colin, you got anything?
Rolled a 3.
Plus?
0.
Okay. So the 20, natural 20 and the 24 are both going to figure out that the markings on this building look vaguely Roman.
Hmm. Okay.
And there is a traditional, like, Roman locking mechanism on the door handle.
I'm probably pretty familiar with it.
Neat. Click.
Yeah, there's not a lot of the complexity to it.
The thief, the rogue level, just like, click, it's open.
And the building's about 10 foot across.
Book!
Oh, well, that works.
Does she kick the door in?
Do I kick?
Please don't.
Do I kick the door in?
Do you?
Do you?
Do you?
If I see you struggling, I'm probably going to try and kick the door in.
The lock is incredibly simple. I don't even need my tools to pick it.
Yeah.
It's like,
you use your fingernail.
Put my finger in there and lift, turn it. Okay, it's open.
All right, so there's a door, and you can open the door?
Yep.
Carefully. I'm not the one to look for traps, but yeah.
I look for traps.
I mean, this is Paul. We've dealt with tertiary traps before. Hey,
9 plus 7 is 16.
You do not find a trap.
I roll a 7.
You don't find a trap.
So, we're good.
Clunk, clunk, clunk.
You open the door?
You don't clunk anymore.
I will open the door.
Clunk.
You have boots.
So you open the door, and inside is a single bed that looks like it has been slept in semi-recently. And a book.
What is on the title of the book? I do have Comprehend Language up.
It is, it's just a journal. And it literally, the first line says, Journal Volume 27. Of my time in the Shadowlands.
We do have a survivor somewhere around. Does it look, the handwriting look familiar?
Not in the slightest.
Okay. Hey, it was worth a shot.
Yeah, no, I'm not that easy on you.
I know. No name, no nothing?
No, I hadn't come up with a name for this person yet.
What language is it in, for those of us that don't comprehend languages?
Oh, it's written in English.
Oh, cool.
Hey, look, it's English!
Ooh!
That's a surprise.
I can barely read that language.
Especially since it's a Roman building. So, you must have visited.
Or, it was a building that...
It's been there
the only building that survived.
Yeah.
You look at the walls and they are covered in runes on the inside of the thing. I mean, they're not powered, but they're covered in runes.
Any of them start to say, I prepared exploding runes today?
No.
Okay, good. Because I've found that trick before. That's not fun.
I did that. That was very funny. I quite enjoyed that trip. I read the magic writing. I prepared exploding. That's a third edition trap.
No, it's also here.
Oh, no, it is. But
Glyph of Warding.
It's Glyph of Warding. But
yep.
Exploding runes is its own spell.
Can clerics learn Glyph of Warding?
Yes.
Hey, look.
Sixth level spell, I think.
Third.
Is it really?
So, but yeah, it has like a 200 gold cost per casting.
So the most of the journal is just benign. Like I've been in the Shadowlands for 2 years now. I've been in the Shadowlands for 6 years now. At the end, it says I've been in the Shadowlands for 55 years now.
Yes, but does time flow here normally?
That is a good question. I had no way to test it yet until we get back.
You have an innate knowledge of time of this place because of who you are, Damon. You know time is a 1-to-1 here.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't let us know that.
You don't feel any need, any even if it's walking for 4 hours, usually you want a snack, you don't feel any need to eat. Or sleep. I'm sorry. You would feel you're getting a little bit tired, but...
Well, we woke up early morning.
Exactly. I mean, but it's 4 hours of walking, you get fatigued. You don't feel that. You feel that.
He doesn't. We do.
You're right. You wouldn't feel much.
I'm also hovering.
Yeah.
Via magic.
I know.
Bitch.
So, question.
Yes.
The level 5 light gives me a 30-foot fly speed. I already have... will that stack with my...
Yes.
Okay. It only works in dim
but or darkness. Otherwise, so you have 30-foot of...
Normal fly. Yeah.
What did you do? I mean, do you how long are you willing to spend investigating this journal? Or how far do you go to the last page? Do you go to...
I figure we'll...
Beginning, the end, where?
While we're walking, I'll be investigating it a little bit. I figure we won't spend too long in the room. We just do the highlights, checking different... If there's bookmark pages. But I will go to the end before we do leave the room.
I'll leave a note. We borrowed your book. Sorry. Draw my little fancy W.
The weasel W?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
As you read it, you get... It just says Bakari. And he says, my name is Bakari, and I have been on this plane ever since I was attacked by... and he lists some darkness-related... by Necro. He's like, since I was attacked by Necro 50 years ago.
Okay.
And it seems like he says that on the anniversary of him being here. He says, I am Bakari, and I have been here since I was sent here by Necro 50. Like, whatever year it is, he writes that in there.
So if it's 2025, it'll be 1975?
Yep. So he says, I am Bakari, and I've been here for this long. He mentions how he has not felt the need to eat in over 50 years, and that his powers seem to be shifting. He doesn't say what his powers are, but he says...
Okay.
I'm sorry. Not that they're shifting. He says he feels like he's gaining a new ability. He says, the ability to manipulate the shadows around me. Yeah, you guys are moving along. Do you do anything with the book? Do you leave it behind? Do you take it with you? What's going on with it?
I believe Rob said he took it with.
Yep, and Weasel left a note saying that we're
borrowing. I'm going to loop the fishing line through something so that it has a little bit of a trail he can follow.
Okay. So you keep...
Do I think this will work?
Where you are now, it would work. Have you met him? Or do you have his name?
But it does specifically
call it familiar. History.
4 plus a 12 is a 16.
Everyone else roll history. There's a chance that you can help solve this puzzle right now.
15 plus 4 is 19.
That's 9 plus 0 is 9.
You needed an 18. Only Necro had just come on the scene 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. His first kill wasn't actually a kill. He made someone disappear. It was Granite.
Granite was the cape's name?
Granite was the cape's name.
I let you know that. It was Granite was the first.
Okay, yeah, this is actually kind of lining up from what I know about Granite.
He was known for being gruff, not really talking much. But he was a cape who was particularly brutal against Cowls.
You're spot on about him.
And instead of English, he's writing in ancient Egyptian.
Which I still understand.
Yeah.
That's probably how we figured it out on who he is.
Yeah. Too. Okay, but yeah, so it is a Granite, and you now have the name Bakari, which you know in ancient Egyptian means?
It means noble, royal.
Okay, so what's everyone doing? You're kind of walking through the Shadowlands, or the Twilight Realm. It's got a bunch of names. What are y'all doing? I want everyone to tell me what they're doing. In turn.
Reading.
Luna and I. Luna We're being and the comedian. Are playing I Spy.
I Spy something black. Luna, are you talking about the darkness? No.
Luna, are you talking about the darkness?
Yes.
Is it that rock over there?
Yeah. Yes. I just was like, I spy gray. Luna.
All right. So, Bethan, what are you doing?
I'll just be walking around. Looking around, making small chat.
Testing the borders. He's just running around us in giant circles because he can't go farther than 30 feet from me at any time.
It's like, son of a bitch!
So you keep walking, and then you do come towards what it looks like an archway. 50 feet high, 50 foot across.
My approach. Any runes, any symbols on it?
It looks like an... You figured out this is probably a... It feels like a Roman town or Roman village that was ripped out and then expanded. Or something that they saw that it was... This plane may have been created. Or this part of it was created when Romans were in vogue or, like, prominent. So when they copied it over, only parts of it survived. So someone very powerful probably made this part of the shadow, the Twilight Realm. They probably aren't still alive, but you don't know.
All right.
So as you approach, you get right up to the archway, which is 50 foot across. So your sphere covers the whole thing. And as you walk through, two figures step out from behind one on either side.
So no chance to notice them before that?
They are literally directly behind. There was no chance. I mean, roll perception at disadvantage, everybody.
I get a plus one.
It's listening.
10 plus 3.
Okay. I will roll stealth for them because it might matter.
I rolled it. My best was a 20.
Fuck me. Never mind. You guys hear them. 8.
I don't.
I got... What was that?
A nat 7
plus 7 over 14.
Four. Or a passive sense them.
Hmm?
A nat 1 plus 4.
Okay, so some of you... Let me check their... Oh, wait, they've got good dex. Okay, my lowest is a 10.
I roll...
Oh, no, they're proficient in stealth. My lowest is a 14.
They're plus 4 proficiency.
Okay.
What'd you get, Colin?
14.
Meets beats.
Alright, so you, Colin, anyone who got 14 or higher hears scuffing of rocks over behind the right side. No one.
Oh, what you doing up back behind that pillar?
No one heard a 16, though, right?
Correct.
Okay. They no response.
Yeah, oh, no, I heard you shuffling.
No, hold on. He would definitely pop out. A figure flow.
Kaboom.
Does the line that we're following lead up to the side of the pillar or through the pillar?
I'm a kaboom.
Through the archway.
Paul?
Mm-hmm. We're both readying to kaboom.
We're ready to kaboom.
Okay.
I am readying a radiant luminous blast.
Stepping out from behind the side of you figure out it's an aqueduct. So it is a winged figure with horns. It doesn't have legs. And it's got arms, and it's grinning, and it's got big teeth. And it looks like it's made out of shadow. And it steps out and says, "We have visitors!"
I don't like the way that you said that.
You'll have to pay the toll if you'd like to go through.
No, thank you.
How much is the toll?
God!
I mean, it's a good question. It could be like some...
Oh, it's only 1 year off your life.
Knowledge?
It's 1 year off of our life? No, thank you.
Yeah. And anyway, I started blasting.
Yeah, that sounds about the plan.
All right, we'll roll initiative, because if you guys are just going to do that, then...
Natalie, don't forget, you have advantage.
I know, I love it. The son of a bitch.
Natural 20.
God fucking damn it.
5 minus 1... Is 4.
You rolled a 5 with advantage?
The other one was a 1, Rob. The other one was a 1, so I could have had 0.
Natural 20.
Yeah, you beat me.
Okay, good. I'd be concerned if I didn't.
I've got an A and a B for you when you're ready. 18 and 12, respectively.
I rolled a 3 plus 5 for 8.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, we did so much better with the piddly boys.
The piddling bitches.
Piddling.
Well, those shadows, if they get to hit you, and they hit you, they take a d4 of your strength away. If your strength reaches 0, you die.
Wow.
Yeah. I think Greater Resto is the only way to return that?
Yep.
Without waiting that out?
Yep.
So, I rolled a 2, plus 2 is 4, but I don't go last.
Because Natalie rolled a 5, minus 1 for a 4. Hey, it's all relative, your siblings.
Relative being the operative part of that phrase.
Shut.
All right, so who's up first?
First up would be Damon.
Well, you also didn't give us the ARB numbers.
I did.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. Well, anyway, I started blasting.
You can only see one of them right now.
And he's getting blasted twice.
Blasties.
Hit it.
Distance?
Do you think that they're blast friends?
Do I want to actually kill this guy quickly? Nah. I'll save my spell slots for later. So it's plus 8 to hit, not plus 9.
It's plus 3. Proficiency in int mod, so...
I do have a 6 mod. So I was thinking I had a 5 mod for some reason. So 24 to hit for 13 radiant.
13 radiant, you said?
Yep.
Looks more effective than you thought.
Second shot.
Yep.
13 to hit?
Of course that hits, because I picked shitty monsters. Yeah, it's your turn. Yeah, you hit.
I did?
Yeah.
For a 13? Okay. For 14 radiant.
20. Okay. He doesn't look very well. Next.
Monster A.
Hey, he gets attack. He sweeps in and comes to slash at you.
Okay. At me?
Oh, yeah. He ducks behind the pillar and hides real quick before he charges at you. So that is... I'm sorry, he's 25 feet from you, but yeah. His dice still... Roll perception.
11 plus 1 for 12.
Good, means I get advantage on you. If I get advantage, you...
Sneak attack, I know.
No, it is effectively sneak attack.
I knew that the moment you said he tried to hide. But I should have advantage to see him, because I watched him.
Doesn't matter, you broke on his sight. So that is a 20.
Miss.
Natural.
Miss.
Damn it.
So I get to roll this many d6s.
You're dead to me, dice.
Good. Pink. Hot pink.
Wrong color. Wrong kind.
Oh, hot pink.
4, 5, 6, 7.
I don't have inspiration. Oh, I do have inspiration? I do have an inspiration.
This is a crit. Would you like to use it?
I
haven't rolled the dice yet, so it's valid still.
How much dice?
I can't tell you that number.
Does it guaranteed the minimum like we do when we crit?
No, I don't do that for monsters.
Okay, God. That would have been scary.
No, that's a player benefit.
Hit me.
Alright. 10, 20, 30, 1 plus 3. So I take 34.
34.
Psychic damage.
22. I take. The 12 temp. 35.
That's the first attack.
But at least you're not at advantage.
No, you're right. I got a 2.
I think that misses.
2 plus whatever he gets, but yeah, he misses. Next.
Next up is Monster B.
Yeah, the rest of them will roll.
Everyone, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 5, 6. Of course it is.
Hit me, bitch.
Roll perception. What? Roll perception.
With advantage?
No, I roll advantage.
Not with yet. Advantage?
No.
Natural 20, baby!
So you don't see my 26.
And natural 20 plus 3 is 23.
Still doesn't beat a 26.
Not even a natural 20. I rolled really well and I still she don't see you. Could not have seen
you, it then. Well, I rolled a 19. I mean, it's... You hit.
Okay. Natural 20.
As a table, do we want to let natural 20s always succeed because it feels powerful?
It feels powerful, but at the same point...
No, then I also... Natural 1s will always fail.
That's kind of how I expect it to be, but...
So I'm asking, this is be a table so rolling right now.
Will the enemies get that?
Will the enemies get it?
It's PCs only.
Then I think it's in our favor. Because then we always have a chance to succeed versus always having never having a chance to succeed.
Yes, but it should be within reason because if I say I want to push the boulder over the edge of the cliff.
It's something you possibly have the means to do. And this is just catching a glint of light.
Yeah.
So there.
I would say a nat 20 should succeed and a nat 1 should fail. But then. If you're a rogue, you get reliable talent, so you can't roll a nat 1.
That is not my fault. That is
a we don't have any rogues in the party right now.
Conveniently. Bite me. There are no rogues here.
Bite me.
Conveniently, so I do still get reliable talent.
You spot him so he doesn't get to advantage on you. This is verse attack.
I'm going to eat that die. I'm going to eat it.
That's another natural 20. But it's much less dice because he did not have advantage when he did it.
Mm-hmm.
It's only 18 points of damage.
So it's subtract 12 from that number.
She has 3 HP put in there. You put in damage, and then it's
okay.
You said 18?
Correct. No, wait. Can I math? Sorry, 19. I can't math. And then the next swing on you. 23 to hit?
Yes.
For another 11. He's rolling good damage today. We're rolling hot tonight. As it rakes its shadowy claws across your chest and just tears through, straight into as it tears through your psyche and just gives you see images of all the mean things your mom ever did to you all at once. Damon, when you got struck, you saw images of your sister. And the horrible things she did to you when no one was watching as kids.
This one's gonna die.
It is no longer my turn. I had a very productive two turns.
I punch the one close. So I shoot radiant sun bolts at the one closest to me.
Do
you want to attack the one that's already injured or the one? That's fresh, or do you want to just leave it for chance for which one you target?
Injured one.
Go for it.
Does a 17 hit 8 plus 9?
Yeah, it does.
9 plus 8 hit? Okay. So that's... get out all these ways. So that's 9 base damage plus... So 13 radiant for the first one.
I think that drops it.
Okay, then on the second one, shooting the Radiant Sunbolt. 26 hit, 6 hits.
Yeah.
14. So that's 1 damage on that holy strike, but...
You rolled a 1 on the d4 damage. Got I think it. That's what
he's saying. And, yeah, so that's 12 total radiant damage.
Okay.
But I'm going to then spend... Does it look winded at all? Or
no.
Bloodied? Okay, I'm going to spend a key point and shoot 2 more Radiant Sun Bolts at it.
Okay.
Does a 20 hit?
It does.
Yes. Yes. So I'm dealing 22 so far.
Wait, what?
I have to roll Radiant.
Hold on. What? Is all of this Radiant, or I don't know?
All of it's Radiant.
Okay. So you're not getting the melee gear bonus to the damage?
Yeah, I'm not.
Okay.
But I've dealt 21?
No, I have
25 radiant damage.
So okay, it hurts. It's hurt really bad. And it goes. You killed my boss.
Hey, Natalie, can you roll a d6 and add 6 to it?
5 plus 6 is 11.
You have 11 temp HP.
Oh, thank God! Thank you.
And Colin, you do the same thing at the end of your turn.
You never got hit.
So it's I never got hit.
Oh, okay. You did.
Yeah.
You haven't had a turn yet, though.
Correct.
Okay. Next up in the batting order, Weasel. Yeah, one target left looks bloodied.
Cool.
I'm gonna wreck it.
Yeah, I'm gonna cast Chaos Bolt.
Yeedly beat?
There's only one target left, Mike.
I am aware.
Do anyone roll religion on these or no?
Nope.
You might want to.
That's a 15 total.
Not enough.
What?
Do I have advantage on it?
No.
We're in my domain.
It's not needed to hear. Well, no, it is. Yeah, you have advantage.
Okay, that's a 29.
This is a shadow demon, and it is immune to cold, lightning, and poison. And resistant to acid, fire, necrotic, and thunder.
Oh, well, ain't I just fucking useless. What was it to psychic?
Nothing on psychic.
Good. Then I'm casting Mind Spike.
Cantrip?
No.
Second level spell?
Yes.
Okay.
The voice that they hear in their head is just CC being like, give me him!
If CC were here, it would absolutely be her saying, give me him.
Target must make a wisdom saving throw.
Resistant to that.
Where's my D8s?
It's a DC 16.
Wisdom saving throw, you said?
Yes.
A 7 doesn't make it, does it?
No.
Roll them bones, then.
Even if he was level 1 with no bonus.
I'm aware.
And that is 16 psychic damage.
It had 16 hit points left, didn't it?
Yeah. It swings at Natalie as it goes down.
What?
Death throw.
Death lunge. I play death lunges forever.
Miss me. Hate you.
22.
Yes.
It gets to attack you with advantage.
Death lunge.
Death lunge gets advantage.
Absolutely.
Do our death lunges get advantage?
Death lunge means it gives up any chance at resurrection. Its soul leaps.
Oh.
Oh, it was piss ass damage anyway.
Can I counterspell?
No. 16 damage.
16 damage?
I'm gonna grab that die real quick.
Remember, you have the 11 temps, so it's only 5 that gets through.
Mm-hmm. I got it.
So they're dead.
Yay!
What do we find?
You find,
another shard?
These have been here a lot longer. And they're totally different things. You do find a black bag.
I will pick it up.
Open that black bag.
As my screen goes dark on me.
I mean, it looks like it's literally a bag made out of shadows. You barely found it because it was on one of them when it poofed and it fell to the ground in front of you.
Hmm.
It's the only reason you found it.
Neat. Open it.
I was just seeing if I had identify it will yet. That's at the next tier.
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun.
Do you identify at all or not
yet? Till you get a feat use to upgrade.
Hmm?
Till you can waste a feat.
Waste?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. As a cleric, I have to actually prepare it. And I did not prepare it.
Identify isn't it on the cleric list?
It is.
No, it's not.
I believe... Well, maybe knowledge cleric only, but...
No, it's knowledge domain, I think.
Or Arcana domain.
Or Twilight.
No, it is not a cleric base.
So you've got a bag of shadow. You have a shadow bag.
I will open it.
Inside are 6 gems made out of shadows.
Are they contracts?
No.
Okay. Alright, moving on. I examine them further.
If you want, you can roll religion.
15 plus 12 for 27.
You know that those are used in powerful summoning rituals for things linked to shadows. And they're also probably worth a bank because they are gems. But okay. They're not found on Earth.
Sounds like we got
payday.
Yep.
Now, they do have a harmful property by holding them.
Hence the bag.
But if someone were to turn them into jewelry, they would slowly be sapping their life force, so you probably wouldn't sell it to someone like that.
No, but we know a high-powered wizard that could be find a good use out of it.
Probably.
Yep, all right. Okay.
All right.
You wrote that down?
Sorry, it's 5 shadow gems. Freeze of math.
All right. We cross through the archway. The aqueduct.
Okay, you keep following the line.
Yep.
You feel like you walk for another 7 or 8 hours.
I will actually heal myself.
Okay.
I'm casting in a first level, second level cure wounds.
You almost always do second. You almost always do 2 firsts.
Yeah, I'm doing 2 firsts.
So that'd be 2d8 plus 12.
9. That will put me at 44, so 13 less. So yeah, I should take the second cure wounds. 10 more.
Okay, cool. So, and even though you're walking, you can't seem to take a short... You can't take a short rest.
I didn't know you could take a short rest while walking.
You can. If you don't get interrupted, as long as it's nothing strenuous. But you don't feel like you could rest and get spell slots back here. At all.
Okay.
Use them in there. Use them or lose them. So you guys keep going. Does anybody have anything they want to do looking around, investigate anything, or are you kind of just single-mindedly going forward?
This is his adventure, so we're just kind of sticking with him.
Mm-hmm. I feel
Weasel and Luna are just kind of, fucking around.
As you're kind of flipping through, you do find that the name of the person I've already forgotten, Granite. I don't remember what his other name was.
Butai?
Yeah, but Granite has dealt with these two before. There were 3. There are now 2.
No, there's 0.
And he made a deal with them. I'll stop killing you if you stop trying to take things from me.
Yep.
And they agreed to the deal.
He is immortal, by the way.
Doesn't matter. It takes away the memories of a year as well. So it picks a year in your life and steals it. It wasn't stealing it from the end. It was taking it from the middle. So we get back to walking along, and it's the debris is getting... It's made of finer materials as you're going along. It looks like you're going towards the city center. You get that feeling. Like the road... You look over, and you see a road that looks like it's leading the same way. And you finally... You continue until you see in the distance... A round building,
rotunda?
It's a rotunda. It's another fucking rotunda. I like fucking rotundas. It's a goddamn rotunda. And you actually see a spot of light coming from the top of it.
Alright, I'm not conjuring any spells. I'd actually... You know what? You guys want me to turn into a beacon?
Huh?
Do it. That I cast daylight. Epic.
Turn up for what?
How does daylight affect this area?
It doesn't.
The range within 120 feet of you is now bright light. You have banished the shadows. You're losing every 6 seconds. You're losing 10 feet of it. It's eating it.
Okay.
But if you wanted to give, I don't know, someone some more range in combat, you could cast that before you walked in.
Okay. It should also blind them, too.
It would. So, yeah, you see a rotunda ahead. It's 50 feet tall. It's 150 feet tall, 200 feet wide. It's massive.
And there's light at the top.
And there is a very bright light pointed straight up at the top.
And hopefully, my signal flare will catch whomever's attention.
Nothing.
Keep walking.
You come up to the door of the rotunda, and it is a massive stone door that is locked.
On the inside or the outside?
It is locked from the inside. It's not trapping something in. It's trapping, locking people out.
Any windows?
No.
No visible entrances?
A door.
Other than the door?
No.
No glass.
Big fucking door. Like 20 foot across, 20 feet high door.
How many people can I carry with my fly?
None. One. What's your strength? None.
Okay.
Fly is concentration. I can get two people.
Yeah, well, I was going to go up and... how tall is the building, you said?
150 feet.
I could go up there and investigate. I just can't go all the way up without screwing you guys over.
If I cast Fly on Bright Forest, can she carry two people?
I can just walk up the building, so you don't have to worry about me getting up
there. We're also wanting to save the spell slot for now. We might need it.
Mm-hmm. And can't I fly now? Or is it a bounce? Or jump?
You don't have flight yet.
But if you do that daylight thing again, I can quickly run up, check, see what's in there, and then dash back down in time.
Then you fly up 50 feet, let him go up and look over.
No, you said the daylight was 120 feet.
Yeah, it's 150 tall.
But it's 150 foot tall.
If he can put it on something, he can put it on him.
Oh, you're right. You can cast it on something.
I could give each of you your own auras. It's at will.
Yeah.
But I have to concentrate on it.
It only lasts 12 seconds.
So you have to come back and... 12 turns, not 12 seconds.
Yeah, it's every 6 seconds it gets smaller.
Alright, I cast on Bedlam.
Boom. As soon as it hits, I quickly dash up the
top.
I'm
going to make that power mod per day. It'll be at will at 5th level.
That makes sense. His feelings.
Yeah.
Only really is effective in this area.
I'm aware, but still it banishes darkness, and that's a 2nd level spell. It doesn't feel right.
It's like I said this.
Mike, I'm giving you credit. Shut the fuck up.
It's actually a 3rd level spell.
I know, but it's canceling a 2nd level spell. Okay, but Bedlam, you run up the walls?
Yep.
You feel them strangely slippery, but you just rip right up because you're going so fast. You get to the top, and you see that there is a singular window about 2 feet across looking down. The inside is filled with bright light.
Okay, can I see what's making all that bright light?
Roll perception.
Hey, we sent the right person.
Favorite words.
You have a good plus.
That's
this.
18 plus 7 for 25.
Go. There you go. You see a inside there is a not a gallows, but a
gallery,
a stock, like a stockade with a a 25-ish looking man with his head and arms through it, and he is screaming, and you see that the light is pouring out of him.
Oh, okay. Is he standing directly beneath the glass?
A little bit off, but yeah.
Okay, I'm going to punch the glass to try and break through.
Nothing happens. You hurt your hand. Ow. It isn't glass. It looks like glass.
You're not aiming your fist correctly.
Try it with your forehead.
Good idea. Good point.
We know your forehead is very dense.
I'm sorry. You also see a massive winged figure. With a horn made out of gold, standing behind him, laughing.
At me, or
at the guy in Stockade's pain.
Okay.
And roll you with the 25%. You hear him say, "You have no hope."
Okay. Very masochistic. Good to know. So I'm going to filter through each of the energy cells and try and punch it each time. I have all of them but Radiant, Force, and Necrotic.
Okay, good. Then you can't break it because you need a Radiant or Force. Oh, wait, you have your second punch.
Punches do D4 for Radiant. Radiant.
Oh, yeah, that first punch, you shatter it.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, wait, what? I should have asked this too before I punched it. Do I see the door from here?
Just want to give you a heads
door?
Up on...
Yes, you see the door off about 75 feet to your left.
Okay, does it look like I could just like flip open a lock?
It's a massive open bar.
Well, flip open a lock though, so...
No, just like,
is it like a...
It is a stone bar set in brackets. I mean, theoretically, you could lift it. I don't know what your athletics are.
It's -1. -1. No. Mm-hmm. I'll rethink punching that. Then I'll go down to the party and tell them what I saw.
Okay. So, what do y'all do?
Is there access to the locking mechanism from this? No, you said it's a stone bar. Never mind.
It's a giant stone.
Yeah, I know. I know someone in your... I know you have two people in your party who could probably do something without that.
I lift it. Can I lift it?
It's on the other side, so no.
Can I punch through it?
Probably not. He had trouble punching through it before they found out he did. Radiant damage.
Hmm. Anyway.
And again.
Shattered through.
Do we have someone that can do radiant damage?
Yeah, lots of it.
Yeah.
Can we break down the door with radiant damage?
I mean, you have to essentially just break. If you can get something thin enough through the gap in the middle, the very tiny gap, and do enough radiant damage to the bar.
We can't just destroy the door itself?
It would take so long.
The problem with
Brute Force.
What's
special about paladins?
You don't have spell slots, you have?
Here. I have this knife with me.
Okay.
Stick this.
No, her energy blade's thin enough, it just goes through.
That'll work.
Smite sword.
I was also gonna ask, was there
I have a smite sword in through smite.
This is the paladin key.
Roll damage. You don't need to hit. Well, I guess you could crit, theoretically.
Do it.
You're trying to hit AC 10.
You just need not to roll 1.
15 plus 9 obviously hits.
Roll 2d6 and 3d8, assuming you're using first level smite.
Yeah.
It's made of shadows. I give it the
extra D8. That's what I figured.
And then you double the damage.
Mm-hmm.
Literally twos and ones.
You can re-roll those.
You can re-roll all those twos. Ones
and twos. Go re-roll.
I'll keep the 6, though. I like that.
That's a good plan.
That's welcome to the jam. Damn.
Boom. 2 8s, a 5, and a 6.
And a 6.
Yeah.
Wow. So 20, 30.
Near max damage.
33 plus.
But now if it's radiant.
Oh, you're right. So, okay. So, what's the radiant damage on it?
Count the 3d8s.
21.
21. So, 42 plus. Yeah, you shatter it.
Yay.
One strike. And the door just kind of opens on its own.
See, I told you I was teaching her how to pick locks.
Yeah.
And you said it couldn't be done.
This is what we call a bump key. God damn it. All right. And Brave Force, you nearly cut your hand on the blade when you go to slide forward.
Oh, my God.
I'm just laying in for
this. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, ow.
Oh, no, you stop.
You don't.
Oh.
You're like, shit.
That was close.
Yep.
So, you make your way through, and you look inside, and you see, Damon, you see your best friend,
Leo,
in the stockade with a demon. You're pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
You can roll to know what it is.
Who it is?
Behind it. What?
14 plus relevant skill.
Religion.
14 plus 12 is 26.
Okay. You know that this thing is known as an Eater of Hope.
That sounds like it's from Ravnica.
It is.
I did not look that one up. I will not.
Good.
Unless you want me to.
No.
You know, I rolled a 26, though.
You know it's resistant to cold and necrotic and immune to poison.
Sounds like a plan.
You also know that it is lawful. So make a deal with it, it's bound to hold it. And that it is greedy as all hell.
Hey, don't we have a bag with...
Don't say it out loud, we have a mental link.
We have the mental link, yes.
If all else fails, we can resort to that.
And it says, who invades my sanctum?
Does Leo look alive, awake,
conscious? He is in agony. There's no recognition in his face. He's been like this for 2 days. I mean, his sanity is fraying. What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Distance?
He is in the middle of the rotunda, so 100 feet away.
100 feet away? Okay.
And you do notice there's a sparkling... There's like a black field of energy surrounding him and Leo.
Okay.
About 30 feet out from... 50 feet out from him, from the center. So, there's a 50-foot, like, shield of darkness.
Probably will stop radiant damage from this distance.
Get that impression.
You know what it might not stop?
Can't stop, won't stop.
Thunder damage.
Force damage.
Glitter cone!
Glitter cone!
Grenade jump.
We are here for this man you have stockaded.
Well, unless you can pay more than the person who left him with me, we have no bargain.
How much is the number we have to beat?
What is it that you ask for in payment?
Well, I deal in memories. I will take one good and one bad memory from each of you. And you can have him.
So knowing that he's an Eater of Hope, what is our chances of actually fighting? What would you scale the difficulty to?
It really matters in if he goes first or not. Because he's got a particularly devastating attack that hits once. But after that, he's a beat stick. I mean, unless he recharges his
breath weapon.
Breath weapon.
We fought this in...
Mm-hmm. The breath weapon's nasty.
Like, yeah.
Like, really nasty.
Yeah.
So you guys could win. It's not like it's an insurmountable fight.
It's a difficult fight.
Actually, it's your CR, but you could win. And he says, I'll take one good and one bad memory from each of you, and you may take him. Or if you have something else suitable for payment. And with that, Bombshell, I think it's time to end. Let you guys stew on this for a week or two. You can find me on Twitter at CURUNIR471. You can follow the podcast at RSCPod. Please, and if you're interested, you can find us on Patreon. It's patreon.com/Vanderhayden. If you follow us on there, you'll get access to our Patreon only Discord. Colin, what you got?
Yeah, I usually don't have a social media, so nothing this week.
Dame Rob, what you got?
You can follow me at RSCPodRob. I'll talk to you guys next time.
Mike?
If I can get my Twitter fixed, which I still haven't gotten around to, you can find me on there at RSCPod.Mike, or possibly the new one that I've been working on for a little while.
All right. Natalie, wrap it up.
Don't forget to eat your vegetables and brush your teeth and be nice to other people. Okay? Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Everybody.